From the Ingalls Studio, welcome to the award-winning Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. Today is Tuesday, March 5th, and happy heavenly birthday to entertainer Andy Gibb. Keith Ippolito, and here are the top stories Cherokee is talking about, presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Woodstock man convicted of kidnapping and false imprisonment gets 10 years in prison. Lawyer delivers final arguments on motion to disqualify Willis from Trump case. Woodstock Fire Department deploys new automatic external defibrillators. Plus, Bruce Jenkins sits down with Leah McGrath to discuss selling local products. We'll have all this and more coming up on the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. And if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen and subscribe. Life's a constant hustle, and at Credit Union of Georgia, our focus is crystal clear. It's all about you. Juggling a million things? We get it. That's why we're committed to providing the best service imaginable. We're not just your credit union. We're your financial allies. Knowledge is our power, from crafting basic budget plans to navigating the local home buying scene. Questions popping up? We've got you covered with fast, friendly answers. Because we want you to spend more time living your life. Imagine a financial institution that truly cares. That's Credit Union of Georgia inviting you to join us. If you live, work in Bartow, Cherokee, Cobb, Dawson, Paulden, Pickens, or Union County, we want you as a member of Credit Union of Georgia family. Because here, you're not just a member, you're part of a community that cares. Ready to experience banking that revolves around you? Call us at 678-486-1111 or visit cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, your financial journey, our priority. Cameron Burnett Long, 45, of Woodstock, was sentenced to 20 years, with 10 years in prison followed by 10 years of probation for kidnapping and false imprisonment. The conviction stemmed from an incident where Long forcibly carried a woman into an apartment during a domestic dispute witnessed by an off-duty Cobb County police officer. Long and the woman were in a dating relationship with a history of domestic violence. He chased her into the parking lot, wrestled her onto the ground, carried her back to the apartment, and pinned her down. The woman eventually escaped using pepper spray. The jury found Long guilty based on evidence including eyewitness testimony and video footage. Long is also prohibited from contacting the victim and is banished from Cherokee County after serving his prison term. Lawyers representing former President Donald Trump and co-defendants in the Georgia election interference case sought to disqualify Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis, alleging a conflict of interest due to her romantic relationship with lead prosecutor Nathan Wade. Defense argued Willis financially benefited from the relationship, impacting her impartiality. They also criticized her remarks at a black church, accusing her of playing the race card. Willis denied any wrongdoing, stating the relationship began after Wade's hiring. The defense questioned the validity of cell phone records showcasing extensive communication between Willis and Wade. The judge is expected to issue a ruling within 2 weeks. The Woodstock Fire Department has equipped every vehicle in its fleet with automated external defibrillators, enhancing its emergency response capabilities. The addition of 5 new Zoll AEDs funded by a national opioid settlement aims to address the effects of the opioid crisis. Fire Chief Shane Dobson emphasized the significance of this investment in life-saving equipment, highlighting the department's ability to provide crucial basic life support. The department, which responded to 6,817 calls for service in 2023, also provides standby emergency medical services for community events. Woodstock Fire Department is currently accepting applications for firefighters. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-874-3200 for more info. Back in a moment.
It pays to know your doctor. It pays to know your lawyer. And now more than ever, it pays to know your local real estate professional. Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake with Drake Realty, and we have 7 offices in the metro Atlanta area, including 2 right here in Cobb County and 1 at Lake Oconee. I'm the proud leader of over 700 agents here in Georgia, and we pride ourselves in professional service, whether you are the buyer or the seller. Drake Realty makes the home buying process seamless from contract to close. Our agents are a little different. They're not pushing for the quick sale and close. They are pushing for the best price and terms for their client. In other words, words, Drake Realty fights for you. Now's the time to buy that dream home, vacation home, or new home your family deserves. A lot of real estate agents talk big. Let my team at Drake Realty prove they will fight for you. I'm Jeffrey Drake, and I'd be honored to have my team serve you. Visit us online at drakerealty.com. And remember, it's not how quick you sell or buy, it's what the deal provides for your future.
Cherokee County School District's high school have once again been recognized in the state's top performers in advanced placement programs, marking the 14th consecutive year receiving this honor. All CCSD high schools were named 2024 AP Honor Schools by the Georgia Department of Education, showcasing outstanding student performance and participation in AP exams. Superintendent Brian Hightower praised the community's collaborative efforts in increasing access to challenging coursework and achieving academic success. The district offers 33 different AP courses, and students who earn a score of 3 or higher on AP exams can qualify for college credit, saving millions of dollars in tuition fees annually. Additionally, CCSD High School has received recognition in various categories such as AP STEM Achievement, AP Humanities Achievement, and AP School of Distinction Honors. State Superintendent of Schools Richard Woods commended the dedication of Georgia Public Education to expand opportunities for all students. Family and friends gathered in Woodstock to honor the memory of nursing student Lakin Riley, who was tragically killed while out for a run on the University of Georgia campus. Riley, a beloved member of her community and active in her church, was remembered fondly for her kindness, compassion, and faith. A private funeral service was held at Woodstock City Church, followed by her burial at Enon Cemetery. Over 1,000 people attended the visitation to pay their respects. In lieu of flowers, donations are being collected for the Lake and Hope Riley Foundation, aimed at raising awareness of homicide and women's safety. The tragic incident has sparked national attention and renewed debate on immigration policies, with Governor Brian Kemp demanding action to protect citizens. Jose Ibarra, the suspect in Riley's murder, remains in custody.
Are you ready to serve and protect? Looking to fulfill a career in law enforcement? Then it's time to join the Henry County Sheriff's Office. We're hiring detention officers and deputies. No experience? No problem. We provide training for all new recruits, and all you need is a high school diploma, a clean record, and a determination to serve and protect. Enjoy incredible benefits, such as the possibility of receiving a commuter vehicle if your residence is outside of Henry County. Some restrictions may apply. Call us today or visit henrycountysheriffga.gov to learn more. Henry County Sheriff's Office. Unlock your potential and join our team today.
And now, here is Bruce Jenkins' conversation with Leah McGrath from Ingles Markets on selling local products.
Hi, I'm Leah McGrath. I'm the registered dietitian, the corporate dietitian for Ingles Markets. I'm here to answer your questions about food, nutrition, and health. You can find me on the Ingles website at ingles-markets.com and click on the wellness tab. You can also find me on Twitter as Ingles Dietitian with 2 T's, and you can find me on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. So today, once again, I'm answering some of your questions about food, nutrition, and health.
Leah, our next question here is coming from Bill, and I like this guy's style because he says, I've been making my own hot sauce and people rave about it. Does Ingles ever sell products, and how can I sell mine at Ingles?
Oh, yeah, we definitely do. We have a pretty robust local foods program. I really encourage people, if you have a local product that you're making at home, of course, hopefully you're making it in a commercial kitchen or a certified home kitchen to make sure it's safe. But, you know, go into your local Ingles store and get an idea of what your competition is and how much those products cost. So you need to have products that are, of course, going to be priced so they're competitive. And sometimes that's very difficult with big national brands, but also, you know, packaging that fits on the shelf, that looks nice on the shelf, where people can see the ingredients and the SKU, the scanning code has to be on that package. So there's a lot of little things that home food makers need to do first before they try and get their product into Ingles. And a good resource to find out more about how to do that might be your local, your local cooperative extension office can really help you with some of that information. Maybe your local community college might have classes on that type of thing. And we work with groups like Blue Ridge Food Ventures and Blue Mountain Distributors to make sure products are safe for our customers and can get out to our stores and then are stocked in local sections of the stores. I will tell you that hot sauce, like, it seems like everybody makes a hot sauce. So there's a lot of competition in that space. So if you can make something a little bit more unique or different, that might be a better track to follow. Well, thanks for your time today and for listening to the Ask Leah segment. If you have nutrition questions, be sure and go to the Ingles website at ingles-markets.com. Click on the wellness tab, and you can also find me on Twitter, Ingles Dietitian with two T's, on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. Send me your questions about food, nutrition, and health, and we'll get them answered for you.
We'll have closing comments after this.
This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. If you're the type of person who is prone to snacking at night after dinner while you're catching up on that Netflix series or watching TV, those calories can really add up. Plus, eating late in the evening may affect your sleep. Instead of reaching for chips or a sweet dessert, how about a cup of herbal tea? You can sip that slowly and enjoy it, and be sure and check out all the delicious flavors in the tea section of your local Ingles store.
Thanks again for listening to today's Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings, like the Marietta Daily Journal podcast, the Gwinnett Daily Post, the community podcast for Rockdale, Newton, and Morgan counties, or the Paulding County News podcast. Get more on these stories and other great content at TribuneLedgerNews.com. Giving you important information about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Make sure you join us for our next episode, and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group, all rights reserved.